Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was 17, like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was a see the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But that's not a whole
never satisfy my hunger, Jesus. I need more of you. My prayer,
my worship.
Everybody for joining me. This is Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody on Periscope. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray on tonight, Lord God, that you will minister, Lord God, to everybody, Lord God, that need to be forgiven, Lord God, that want to be forgiven, Lord God. Let them know that they are already forgiven, whether they feel forgiven or not. If they have prayed to you, if they have repented, then they are already forgiven, God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will help me, Lord God, to bring forth this word, Lord God, the way that you gave it to me, Lord God. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, for everybody that's joining me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, Jackie on Periscope. Thank you for joining. Tonight, the message is entitled, The Door is Open. The foundational text comes from John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, and I will be reading from the Message Bible. Again, the title of the message is The Door is Open. From John 8, 1 through 11, Message Bible. Jesus went across to Mount Olives, but he was soon back in the temple again. Swarms of people came to him. He sat down and taught them. The religious scholars and Pharisees led in a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They stood her in plain sight of everyone and said, "Teacher, this woman was caught red-handed in the act of adultery. Moses in the law gives orders to stone such persons. What do you say?" They were trying to trap him into something incriminating so they could bring charges against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger in the dirt. They kept at him, badgering him. He straightened up and said, "The sinless among you go first. Throw the stone." Bending down again, he wrote some more in the dirt. Hearing that, they walked away, one after another, beginning with the oldest. The woman was left alone. Jesus stood up and spoke to her, "Woman, where are they? Does no one condemn you?" "No one, Master, neither do I," said Jesus. "Go on your way. From now on, don't sin." The title of tonight's message is "The Door is Open." In tonight's foundational text, we see that Jesus forgives the woman. Jesus offers the woman a fresh start. The woman had messed up bad. And many of us can relate to messing up bad. The woman had messed up bad. This text is an example of how we should forgive ourselves and go on, because we are all less than perfect. Go on, or go on your way, as the text says, and from now on, don't sin. Don't set yourself up to repeat the same destructive behavior. Don't set yourself up to repeat the same destructive behavior. The door is open. But sometimes we struggle with believing the door is open, and we've been released, forgiven. Sometimes we keep ourselves in condemnation. Beloved, time out for self-condemnation. Time out for holding yourself in bondage, bound to the mistakes of your past. You have been forgiven. Somebody on tonight, you have been forgiven. If you don't get anything else out of this message, I want you to know that you have been forgiven. Your problem is you keep waiting to feel forgiven. You keep waiting to feel forgiven. Forgiveness is not a feeling, but a decision made and given. Forgiveness is not a feeling, but a decision made and given. Jesus, in tonight's text, made the decision to not condemn the woman brought up on charges before him. And it's quite possible that just like you, the woman in tonight's text did not feel forgiven. Even after Jesus told her to go on her way and from now on, don't sin. The woman knew the wrong she had done. It was fresh on her mind. So now, for her to walk away scot-free, charges dropped, released, forgiven, how could that be? And somebody, you're saying the same thing about yourself. As much as I've done, how can the charges be dropped? How can I be forgiven? How can I be released from this bondage that I feel? It could be, because it was not people's choice, but God's decision. It could be because it was not people's choice, but God's decision. Even though you know and are constantly reminded of your guilt, somebody, please remember your right to forgiveness is not something that you can be or needs to be earned. Your right to forgiveness is not something that can be or needs to be earned. No, your forgiveness was not man's decision, or even your decision for that matter, but God's decision. Your forgiveness was not man's decision, or even your decision for that matter, but God's decision. Somebody, you need to let yourself go from what God has released you from. You need to let yourself go from what God has released you from. Stop internalizing it and reliving it. Stop internalizing it and reliving it. Jesus was able to back off the woman's accusers one by one. But only you can shut down that accusatory spirit inside your head. You are forgiven. Hear me tonight. You are forgiven. Forget what people think. Accusers will always be peeking in your window, so to speak, waiting to report. You are forgiven. If they want to report some little report, that you are forgiven. How about that? God says, tell you, your mouth has made you forgiven. God says, tell you, your mouth has made you forgiven. The moment you opened your mouth against the sin you once enjoyed, you were forgiven. 1 John 1:9 from the New King James says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess, to open your mouth and admit or acknowledge something reluctantly, typically because one feels slightly ashamed or embarrassed. Shame and embarrassment be washed away. You are forgiven. The door is open. Shame and embarrassment be washed away. You are forgiven. The door is open. The door is open. You don't have to feel forgiven, but somebody accept your release. Accept the fact that you are forgiven. The door is open. In my spirit, I hear, your release form is signed. Your release form is signed. Your dirt forgiven. Go, and from now on, don't sin. Go, but don't walk away from Jesus completely, because you will need him. Somebody, don't you dare walk away from Jesus completely. He has done too much for you. Don't walk away from Jesus completely. Go, and from now on, don't sin. But if you should happen to sin, pray in the name of Jesus and ask God to help you repent, to change, to make a complete turnaround in your life. Repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is more than saying, just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is making a total 100% turnaround. And to do that, you need Jesus to help you. So pray and ask him to help you really repent. Read Psalms 51. But through it all, God does not hate you when you mess up. But through it all, God does not hate you when you mess up. And he certainly doesn't snatch his forgiveness back from you. He does not hate you when you mess up, and he does not snatch his forgiveness back from you. Forgiveness is yours. Although you may have to repent of this and that, things you knew were wrong, still forgiveness is yours. And God confirms it in Hebrews 8:12 from the Amplified Bible. God says, for I will be merciful and gracious towards their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. And I will remember their sins no more. You keep on talking to God about something that you did in the past, and he don't even remember. I will remember their sins no more. And now that you know you are forgiven, it's your responsibility to forgive others. If you joined me last week, you know God said unforgiveness is sickness. Bitterness is a sickness. Resentment is a sickness. And if left unaddressed, will show up first in your emotions and then in your physical body, making you physically ill. Therefore, beloved, you must forgive. You must forgive. Forgiveness is a must. In all of our lives, forgiveness is a must. They may have betrayed your trust by telling everybody something you told them in private. They may have denied your child. And as a parent, when something hurts your child, it hurts you and it's hard to forgive. They may have denied your child, and as a parent, when something hurts your child, it hurts you, and it's hard to forgive. They may have broke your heart when you gave your heart. They may have broke your heart when you gave your heart. Still, your responsibility is to forgive. You have a responsibility of forgiving. You think you are not forgiven because of the way you're currently living. You think you're not forgiven because of the way you're currently living. But your money for a better lifestyle is being hindered because of who you will not forgive. That's powerful. The way you're living, your lifestyle is being hindered because of who you're not forgiving. Matthew 5:23-24 from the New King James says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. You are forgiven. But your tithes and offering paid are not yielding a harvest because you have some forgiving of your own to do. God forgave you, but you have somebody in your life, maybe several people that you need to forgive. Reconcile where you can, but if reconciliation is not possible because of certain circumstances, forgive them for real. Please, somebody, be for real this time. Forgive them for real in your heart. And the God that looks at your heart, 1 Samuel 16:7, will do the rest. The door is open. Accept your release. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. God does not condemn. I know the devil tries to tell you otherwise, but God does not condemn. Jesus said, woman, where are they? Does no one condemn you? No one, Master. Neither do I. Jesus said, neither do I. You are forgiven. God has thrown your sin as far as the east is from the west. Psalms 103:12 from the New Living Translation. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've done on tonight. You may not feel it, but forgiveness has been given to you. Forgiveness has been given to you. Matthew 18:19-22 from the Message Bible. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there. You can be sure that I will be there. At that point, Peter got up the nerve to ask, Master, how many times do I forgive my brother or sister who hurts me? Seven? Jesus replied, seven, hardly. Try 70 times seven. Forgiveness is powerful because God's forgiveness never runs out. You keep on forgiving them repeatedly because God doesn't want your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions tangled up in that. Somebody, you feel like you're being used because you always try to do the right thing. You always try to forgive. But I want you to know tonight that God honors that. He honors your sacrifice in forgiving. But for those who are repeat offenders in your life, those that seem they are always constantly doing you wrong, this scripture does not mean that you have to associate with them to continually forgive them. Unless, pay careful attention, unless the offender is your spouse. If so, try to work it out. Go to counseling if need be. Do not put off for tomorrow what you can take care of today, what you can take care of tonight. God says put an urgency on the power of forgiveness. That's what we're talking about tonight here on Blog Talk Radio and hopefully on Periscope. We're talking about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. And because prayer is what makes a human being able to extend forgiveness to another human being, regardless of what has been done, tonight I join you in prayer. As the scripture says, where two or three of you are together because of me, Jesus said, you can be sure that I will be there. This scripture come alive. If you know this message was for you, pray with me. Repeat after me. Father God, Thank you, Lord, that the door is open, that you saw fit to release us from it all, to forgive us to forgive us though we were guilty. You have been forgiven, though people seek and are still seeking to accuse, to condemn. We will not be bound or shut down, not by others or by that accusatory spirit arising inside our head. Help us to receive the forgiveness that you have given, though we don't feel forgiven and don't really know how to act forgiven. We come against that accusatory spirit sent by the devil, who himself is the accuser of the brethren. You will not continue. Break your hold. Your stronghold be weakened and buried under the grace of God. We are not our own. We belong to him. We are forgiven because our God has sent forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us when it was we opened our mouths and renounced, turned away, spoke against the sin we once enjoyed. We are no longer that person. We will no longer answer to the same old urges. We are free to go our way in our sin. We are free to go our way in our sin. Somebody, you're free to go your way in our sin. Not that we have become perfect. We are not perfect, but we depend on your strength to sustain us, Lord. We surrender ourselves. Our bodies will not go back. Somebody, your body will not go back. Our minds will not go back. Your mind will not go back and dwell on the wrong that has been done against us, against you, against our children, against your children. But by your strength, we will seek to forgive them. We will chase after reconciliation. We will not chase them. We will chase after reconciliation. We will not chase them. It's a difference. But we will chase reconciliation. We will do what's necessary, if possible, to make things right with them. Your word, Father, says, as much as it depends on us, we are to live in peace with people. Romans 12:18. Therefore, we choose to do our part. We cannot do their part, but for as much as it depends on us, we seek peace. We come in peace. We seek peace. And for those who can't physically reach out, and for those you can't physically reach out to for whatever reason, we release them in our hearts. We release them in our hearts. And the next time you look at our heart, God, you will not find any form of bitterness or malice against that person. The next time you look at our hearts, because God is looking, the next time you look at our hearts, I decree and I declare that you will not find any form of bitterness or malice against that person. We choose to release them. The door is open. Go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of unforgiveness, you must go in the name of Jesus. Go so that we can live a better life. Go so that the harvest will come in. Tired of the devil destroying us financially, all in our homes, etc., according to Malachi 3, keeping us bound to a specific area because of what we don't have. No more we forgive. Somebody say no more. No more we forgive. We forgive them. We forgive ourselves. We forgive it all. Forgiveness is ours, and we will not be hoarders, and we will not be hoarders of your grace. Forgiveness is ours, and we will not be hoarders of your grace, but we will extend it to others without judgment, because we did not deserve forgiveness. But yet, God, you decided to forgive us, and so now we forgive. Help us to continually do so. Help us to continually do so, because there will always be this and that arises. But help us, Lord, to live a lifestyle of forgiveness. Help us to live a lifestyle, a life of forgiveness. We release it all. Years of baggage, we release it all. We unpack without retaliation. We unpack without retaliation. We unpack and lay it down. Help us, Lord. We forgive because we have been forgiven. The door is open. For those of you that are unsaved but desire to be in right standing with God, the door is open to you as well. Whether you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio or perhaps on Periscope or however you're listening on tonight, if you're not saved, repeat after me. But you desire to be, repeat after me. Father God, I have sinned against you. Thank you for breaking down the walls of my heart to receive your forgiveness. I've done wrong, but I don't want to continue to live wrong. Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. I need you. I believe you. I need you. I believe you in this moment. In this moment, there's just enough faith for me to receive. I don't know what tomorrow will hold, but today, tonight, I receive. I receive. Jesus, I receive your salvation. I receive. Amen. So be it. Luke 6:21 from the Amplified Bible. This is one of this ministry's foundational scriptures. It says, blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness, are you who hunger now for righteousness, actively seeking right standing with God, for you will be completely satisfied. Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace, are you who weep now over your sins and repent, for you will laugh when the burden of sin is lifted. If you receive tonight, I want you to go and check out prolificfireministry.com. Check out prolificfireministry.com and click on the Salvation tab. It will give you more information about salvation, and God gave me 16 benefits of salvation, including scripture. Not saying that there are only 16 benefits. God is so awesome. There are far more, but he only gave me 16 at that particular time. So be sure to check that out. For prayer or private consultation, call 865-408-8690. And the consultation is free. Prayer is free. Private consultation is free. Call 865-408-8690. Or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire, prolificfire@gmail.com. My social media information is, first of all, I want you to like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. There you will find special live videos there every Sunday night. Starting at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central, 5:15 Pacific. You can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. Also, I want you to join my sister in ministry for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay for prophetic prayer release Friday night. That's Friday night, every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. You can join her by calling 712-451-0011. That's 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. Next Monday, join me right back here on Prolific Fire. The message will be when sleep falls on the body. When sleep falls on the body. When sleep falls on the body of Christ, needs go unnoticed, pain goes unhealed. Prolific Fire, and if you've been with this ministry for any length of time, you know the mission of this ministry. Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. God bless you all. This concludes the message for tonight.